Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You guys know I love to travel, and today we're going to be talking all about something that you use every time you travel by plane.
Airplane seats.
Yes, airplane seats. I was reading this really cool guide to airplane seats the other day, and oh my gosh, I had no idea how much goes into like the design and all the thought that goes into those things.
It's amazing how much we take them for granted.
Right.
We just plop down and hope for the best.
I know, but like I said, there's so much more to it than that. I mean, think about it. We've all been on those flights where the seat is like the bane of your existence. Too small, no legroom, can't recline.
Oh, yeah. I feel that. And then you're stuck for like, you know, 6 hours.
Exactly. So today I thought it'd be fun to kind of like go on a deep dive into the world of airplane seats, you know, uncover some of those secrets. And hopefully by the end of it, you guys will be like airplane seat experts, able to pick the best seats, you know, understand all the little details.
Be a seat guru.
Exactly. So to help me on this journey, I've invited an expert in all things aviation and design.
Happy to be here.
So let's start like way back in the beginning, the golden age of air travel, right? Like the 1950s, 1960s.
Yeah, the golden age when flying was glamorous.
Glamorous. Tell me more about that.
Well, imagine this. You board the plane and instead of those cramped rows we're used to, you're greeted by these like plush, spacious seats, like armchairs almost.
Ooh, like the sound of that.
And legroom. Forget about it. We're talking 40 inches of pitch, even in economy.
Wait, 40 inches? That's more legroom than I have in my living room.
It was a completely different experience. They served gourmet meals on fine china, real silverware, you know, the whole nine yards.
Wow. So why did that change? I mean, who wouldn't want to fly like that?
Well, you know, luxury comes at a price, right? Back then, flying was for the elite.
So, like, super expensive.
Yeah. And as demand for air travel grew, airlines needed to make it more affordable and accessible to, well, everyone.
So basically, they traded luxury for affordability to get more people in the air.
Exactly. And to do that, well, they had to get a little creative with space. That's how we ended up with
the seats we have today.
Seats we have today.
Okay. So speaking of seats, let's talk about something that has always baffled me. Why are airplane seats almost always blue? Is there some secret airline color code I'm not aware of?
No secret code, but there is a reason. Think about it. Flying can be stressful.
Oh, absolutely. Especially for people who aren't used to it.
Right. So airlines want to create a calming atmosphere. And blue, it's associated with the peace and tranquility.
Ah, so it's like color psychology in action. Keeping us all relaxed at 30,000 feet.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But is that the only reason?
Well, there's also the practical side of things. Blue is really good at hiding stains.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that.
You know, spills, wear and tear, it all just blends in with the blue.
So it's like a double win. Calming and practical. I'm impressed. They really think these things through. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about window seats. Those can be tricky.
Oh, tell me about it. The window seat struggle is real.
Because sometimes you book a window seat and then you get on the plane and then, surprise, no window.
Yeah, those dreaded windowless window seats. It's like a bait and switch.
It's so disappointing. Why does that even happen?
Well, it's all about structure. The windows on a plane are placed for like engineering reasons, right?
Yeah.
They follow the fuselage of the plane.
Okay, so the plane structure dictates where the windows go.
Yes, but then you have the seats, which are arranged to maximize space and fit as many people as possible.
Ah, so sometimes those two things don't line up and we end up with those awkward windowless window seats.
Exactly.
Well, that's good to know. So is there any way to avoid this? Like, how can we make sure we actually get a window when we book a window seat?
Research is key. Websites like Seat Gurus are great. They have detailed seat maps. You can actually see where the windows are in relation to the seats.
Oh, so you can actually see before you book if your seat will line up with the window.
Exactly. No more surprises.
That's a great tip. Seat Guru noted. Okay, so we've talked about the blue mystery and the window seat woes. What other airplane seat secrets are you ready to reveal?
Well, let's talk about those legendary exit row seats.
Ah, yes. The holy grail of legroom, but also a little bit intimidating.
They do come with some responsibility.
That's right. You got to be ready to, you know, spring into action in case of an emergency.
Exactly. You're basically agreeing to assist the crew in an evacuation.
So more legroom plus potential heroism. It's a trade-off. But seriously, what are some other things people should know about those seats?
Well, usually you can't store anything under the seat in front of you.
Makes sense. Got to keep that area clear.
Yep. And they can be a bit drafty sometimes, being close to the exit doors, you know.
So more legroom, Potential for heroism and a slightly colder experience. It sounds like an adventure.
That's one way to look at it.
But seriously, it's important to understand those requirements, right? Before you select those seats.
Oh, absolutely. Make sure you're comfortable with the responsibility.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's talk about something that's crucial for all of us, especially those of us who are, you know, vertically gifted. Legroom.
The eternal struggle.
I know, right? And I've heard there's this thing called seat pitch that we should all be paying attention to.
Seat pitch is essential for legroom. It's basically the distance between a point on your seat and the same point on the seat in front of you.
So the bigger that number, the more legroom you have.
Exactly. More inches, happy knees.
I like that. More inches, happy knees. It's a good rule to remember. But how do you even know if the seat pitch is? Do airlines make that information easy to find?
It varies. Some airlines are better than others about providing that info. But again, websites like SeatGuru can be super helpful. They usually list the seat pitch for different airlines and aircraft.
Okay, so SeatGuru is basically our best friend when it comes to picking the best seats.
Definitely a valuable tool.
Now, this next one, this is a personal pet peeve of mine, those non-reclining seats.
Oh, I hate those. It's like hitting a wall.
Right. You go to lean back and bam, nothing. Why do they even exist?
Safety, mostly. They're often found in front of exit rows or bulkheads, you know, like galleys and lavatories.
Oh, so it's to make sure they don't block access in case of an emergency.
Exactly.
So it makes sense from a safety perspective. But, not so great for comfort. Is there any way to know in advance if a seat reclines or not?
Again, seat maps are your friend. Websites like SeatGuru usually indicate which seats don't recline.
Okay. SeatGuru it is. Got it. Now let's go to the other end of the spectrum. First class. I've never flown first class. But I imagine those seats are a whole different world.
It's like flying in a luxury apartment, lie-flat beds, privacy partitions, gourmet meals, sometimes even your own little suite.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So is there any way for, you know, us regular folks to ever experience that kind of luxury?
It's not impossible.
Tell me more.
Airline miles and points. They're your secret weapon. Keep an eye out for promotional upgrades or consider bidding for last-minute upgrades.
Oh, those last-minute upgrade things. I've heard about those.
Yeah, they can be surprisingly affordable.
So it's not completely out of reach.
Exactly. A little planning, strategic use of miles, you might be surprised.
Okay, I'm putting that on my to-do list. Now let's talk about something that's a bit creepy, I guess. Those tiny cameras I've heard about that are embedded in some of the entertainment systems.
Ah, yes. Those cameras have sparked some, let's say, interesting discussions.
Yeah. It's a little unsettling to think there might be a camera pointed at you while you're trying to relax and watch a movie.
I get it. It's a privacy concern. But airlines say those cameras are inactive right now. They claim they're intended for future developments, you know, like video calling and stuff.
Hmm. Video calling on a plane. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But even if they aren't being used right now, what are the implications for the future? Like, could it be used to monitor passengers?
That's a valid question, and it's something we as passengers need to be aware of. Transparency is key here. We need to know how our data is being collected and used.
Transparency and clear communication from airlines. That's what we need.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, on a slightly less creepy note, let's talk about those infrared sensors we mentioned earlier, the ones that can monitor passenger comfort.
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty cool. They can detect body temperature and adjust the climate control.
Wait, really? So they basically create a personalized climate for each passenger.
That's the idea.
Wow. That's actually pretty impressive. I wonder how accurate they are, though.
I'm sure the technology is still evolving, but it's a glimpse into the future of personalized comfort on flights.
It's like the future is now, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered blue seats, window seats, exit rows, legroom, non-reclining seats, first class, hidden cameras, and temperature sensors. What else is there? What other airplane seat mysteries are we going to unravel today?
Well, have you ever noticed that a lot of airlines skip row 13 on their planes?
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was kind of funny. Like, they're acknowledging the superstition.
Exactly. It's a subtle nod to those who consider 13 to be an unlucky number.
So even in something as logical as numbering rows, there's room for superstition. It's interesting how those things creep in.
It's a reminder that we're not just rational beings. Our emotions and beliefs influence everything, even airplane design.
That's a good point. Okay. Let's talk about something a little more serious. Safety.
Always an important topic.
Because I've heard this rumor that the back of the plane is the safest place to sit in a crash. Is that true?
It's a myth that has been around for a long time.
So not true.
Not necessarily. While some studies have suggested that rear seats might have a slightly higher survival rate in certain types of crashes, it's important to remember that flying is incredibly safe overall.
That's good to know. So we shouldn't stress too much about picking the safest seat.
Exactly. The overall safety record of air travel is excellent.
That's reassuring.
The best thing you can do is pay attention to the safety briefing and follow the crew's instructions.
Okay, good advice. Now, before we move on to part two, any last thoughts on airplane seats? Anything we missed?
I think we covered a lot of ground, but I guess my final thought would be this. The next time you step on a plane, take a moment to really look at your seat.
Okay.
Think about all the design elements, the history, the technology, the comfort considerations.
Yeah.
It's more than just a place to sit. It's a fascinating piece of engineering and a window into the evolution of air travel.
I like that.
Appreciate your seat.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a flash to continue our deep dive into airplane seats. We've got more tips, more secrets, and even some advice on how to make those long flights a little bit more bearable. Stay tuned.
All right, so where were we?
We were talking about all the amazing and sometimes creepy things we learned about airplane seats.
Yeah. It's amazing how much we take for granted, you know? You could sit down and...
hope for the best.
Exactly. But there's so much more to it than that. Like, remember those cameras we were talking about?
Oh, yeah, the ones hidden in the entertainment systems.
Yep, those. Still a little freaky, right? Even if they say they aren't being used right now.
It's definitely something to think about. Like, what will happen in the future?
For sure. Transparency is key, right?
Totally agree. Passengers need to know what's going on. Speaking of technology... those infrared sensors were pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The ones that can adjust the temperature.
Yeah. Imagine a world where your seat is always the perfect temperature.
Right. Personalized climate control.
That would be amazing. But I guess there's always the potential for them to, you know, take it too far.
Definitely. It's a balance, right? Personalization versus privacy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough tech talk for now. Let's get back to some practical stuff, like what to wear on a plane.
Oh, good question. Because those cabins can be chilly sometimes.
Tell me about it. I'm always freezing on planes.
Layers, layers, layers. That's the key.
Layers. Got it. What about, like, compression socks? Do those really help?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Especially on long flights.
I've heard that, but I've never actually tried them.
They help with circulation and prevent swelling. Trust me. Your legs will thank you.
Okay. I'm convinced.
Mm.
Compression socks are going on the packing list. Oh, and what about hydration? That's important too, right?
Super important. Dehydration can really mess you up, especially when you're flying.
Makes sense. So drink lots of water.
Yes.
All right. So we've got our outfits planned. We're staying hydrated. Now let's talk seating strategy. Any tips for like couples or friends traveling together?
Well, there's that classic trick, the window and aisle seat strategy.
Oh, yeah. Leave that middle seat open.
Exactly. If the flight isn't full, you might just get lucky and have that extra space.
It's like creating your own little private area.
Exactly.
And if someone does book the middle seat, you can always offer to switch. Most people prefer a window or aisle anyway.
True. It's a win-win.
Speaking of winning, what about families? Any tips for traveling with kids? Because that can be, well, challenging.
Oh, yeah. Traveling with little ones is a whole other adventure.
It is.
Well, first of all, be prepared. Pack a well-stocked diaper bag.
Diapers, wipes, snacks, the essentials.
Exactly. And don't forget entertainment. Books, games, tablets, whatever keeps them occupied.
Oh, and a change of clothes.
Good point. Always a good idea to have a spare outfit, just in case.
Accidents happen. All right, so we've got snacks, entertainment, spare clothes. What about seating? Any strategic tips for families?
Well, we talked about sitting in the back of the plane.
Right, closer to the restrooms and all that.
Yep. Plus, it's usually less crowded back there.
Okay, good to know. So we've covered solo travelers, couples, families. Oh, what about the reclining seat debate? That's always a hot topic.
Ooh, the reclining saga. It's a tricky one because you have the right to recline your seat.
But you also want to be considerate of the person behind you.
Exactly. So what to do? Well, before you recline, just take a quick glance behind you. Make sure they're not using their tray table.
That's good advice.
And please, recline slowly. Don't just slam your seat back.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. You're just minding your own business and suddenly, bam, someone's in your lap.
It happens.
And if you're the person behind a recliner, just try to be understanding. We're all in this together, right?
Right. We're all just trying to get to our destination somewhat comfortably.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about another big factor that could affect comfort. Noise.
Ah, yes. Noise can definitely be an issue on planes.
Especially on those long flights.
If you're sensitive to noise, try to choose seats away from high traffic areas.
Like the galleys and restrooms.
Exactly. Those tend to be noisy spots.
That's a good point. I always try to avoid those areas if I can. What about seats near the engines? Are those particularly noisy?
It really depends on the aircraft.
Okay, so it varies.
Yeah. Some planes are quieter than others, and some seats near the wings might be noisier.
Right.
So it's always a good idea to check seat maps and read reviews.
All right, so research is key. Got it. Now let's address a question that's been on my mind for a while. Is there really any truth to the rumor that the back of the plane is the safest place to sit in a crash?
That's a tough one. Because on one hand, there have been some studies that suggest
that rear seats might have a slightly higher survival rate.
Yeah. But on the other hand, flying is incredibly safe in general, so it's not something to obsess over.
So basically, pick the seat that's most comfortable for you and don't worry too much about the statistics.
Exactly. Focus on the things you can control.
Okay, good advice. Speaking of control, any tips for first-time flyers? I remember my first flight. I was so nervous.
Oh, I remember my first flight.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's such an amazing experience.
It is. Once you get up in the air, it's just magical.
Right. So for first-time flyers, my advice is don't stress too much. Flying is statistically very safe.
Statistically safe. Got it.
And if you're feeling nervous, try some relaxation techniques. Deep breathing, meditation, you know, whatever works for you.
Good tips.
And don't be afraid to ask the flight attendants for help if you need anything. They're there to make your flight as comfortable as possible.
Okay, that's really reassuring. So we've covered a lot of ground today, from seat design to safety to comfort tips.
We have. It's been a whirlwind tour of airplane seats.
It has. But before we wrap up, I have one final question for you. What do you think the future of airplane seats will look like?
Ooh, that's a good one. The future of airplane seats. Well, I think we can expect to see even more personalization.
Like, what do you mean by personalization?
Think seats that adjust to your individual needs, like maybe they transform into lie-flat beds or have built-in massage features.
Whoa, built-in massage features. That's next level.
Right, and maybe even personalized entertainment systems.
That would be cool, like your own little movie theater in the sky.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe we'll even see virtual reality integrated into the in-flight experience.
Virtual reality on a plane. That would be wild. But also, kind of cool. So the future of airplane seats is looking pretty high tech.
It is. It's an exciting time to be a traveler.
Okay. On that note, let's take another quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive into airplane seats with some final thoughts and key takeaways. Stay tuned. Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our epic deep dive into the wonderful world of airplane seats.
Wow, we really did cover a lot.
I know, right? I feel like I learned so much. But before we say goodbye, I think it would be helpful to recap some of the key takeaways, just to make sure everyone's walking away with some actionable advice.
Absolutely. Let's distill those nuggets of wisdom.
All right. So first and foremost, when it comes to airplane seats, knowledge is power.
Yes. Do your research.
Exactly. Websites like SeatGurus are your best friend. You can check seat maps, find out which seats recline, which ones have windows, all that good stuff.
And don't forget to pack those comfort essentials.
Oh, yeah. Neck pillows, seat cushions, a good pair of noise-canceling headphones. Those can be a lifesaver.
They really can. And don't forget about layers of clothing, because you never know how the temperature is going to be on the plane.
Oh, and stay hydrated.
Yes. Drink lots of water.
Now, for those of you traveling with a companion, remember the window and aisle seat trick. It just might give you that extra bit of space.
And if you've got little ones in tow,
back of the plane is your best bet.
Yep. Closer to the restrooms and usually a bit less crowded.
Okay. Now let's talk about something that could be a bit tricky. The reclining seat situation.
Ah, yes. It's all about finding that balance.
Right. Between your comfort and the comfort of the person behind you.
So before you recline, just take a peek behind you. Make sure you're not invading their space.
Exactly. And recline slowly. No sudden movements.
Please, no seat slamming.
And if you happen to be the person sitting behind a recliner, just try to be understanding. It's a shared space.
We're all in this together.
Exactly. And remember, a little bit of communication can go a long way.
Absolutely. If something's bothering you, just politely ask the person if they wouldn't mind adjusting their seat a bit.
Most people are happy to oblige. Okay. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners, especially those who might be new to the whole flying thing?
Well, I'd say don't be afraid.
Of flying?
Yeah. It's an amazing experience, and statistically, it's one of the safest ways to travel.
So just relax and enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Well, I think that about covers it. We've explored the history, the design, the technology, the comfort, the safety, the etiquette. I mean, we've really delved into the depths of airplane seats.
We have. It's been a fun journey.
It has. And I hope our listeners have enjoyed it as much as we have. So the next time you find yourself settling into your airplane seat, remember all the fascinating things we've talked about today.
Think about all the thought and effort that went into that seat.
And appreciate the journey.
Safe travels, everyone.
And bon voyage.